No need to worry. Call Cooper Hurley,
the car crash experts.
Yeah, big changes are happening to auto laws here in Virginia that are going to affect each and every driver here in Hampton Roads. Here in the studio to give us some insight on these new regulations is attorney Griffin O'Halen from Cooper Hurley. Griffin, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, Chandler.
It's good to see you. This happens every so often, right? The laws change. A lot of people don't realize that things are different out on the road, so we're going to break it all down today. The first thing is, when do these laws take effect? It's July 1st?
So, starting in 2022, the Virginia General Assembly, who creates all our laws, really started to take a look at auto insurance laws and start to put a framework over the next 3 or 4 years, some changes, some that have already gone into effect, some that will go in effect here in about a week, and some in the coming years. It'll really change the sorts of insurance coverage that people have to protect themselves.
So it's sort of a staggered, it's not like there's one date where all these things are happening. This is kind of a gradual process over time, right?
Yeah, it's great. So some laws that are enacted take effect immediately. Mm-hmm. There are emergency type laws that need to address something right away. But for the most part, laws are given an effective date, and that lets people learn about what the law is, to have people educate the public on what the new law is, and let people have some time to get in compliance with it. You'd hate to have a law take effect tomorrow and you got to make all these changes and hurry up and get everything right.
And so that's the fear for a lot of people. They're like, hold on, what's going on? What do I need to know? Well, we're letting you know now. You have enough time to account for this. The first thing on the list here, minimum insurance. What's changing with minimum insurance?
So on January 1st, 2022, the first of these gradual changes went into effect and the law took effect that insurance limits, minimum insurance limits went from $25,000 up to $30,000.
Okay.
So a minor step, but a step towards getting more coverage for people.
Do you think that's to account for like inflation just over time?
It could be. Virginia didn't have the lowest level in the country, but it had it on the lower side.
Sure.
So this is getting Virginia more in line with other states throughout the country so that it's trying to be more uniform with how insurance is handled in other states as well.
And you and I were talking about that before the show started as well, that, yeah, you know, these laws differ state to state. This is trying to bring us up to the national standard. Not that there is one, so to speak. Stacking. What is stacking?
Stacking is confusing. Stacking is a legal phrase that us lawyers use, but in essence, it's something that's coming about here in a week or so. July 1st, 2023, the new law will take effect that allows you to stack your underinsured or uninsured motorist coverage. Mm-hmm. And really what it means is that you're going to have more coverage available to you.
Okay.
In the past, there used to be a complicated formula to say how much of your insurance you might be able to use if you were hurt in an accident. That's going away.
Okay.
So it is in essence just increasing your coverage without you having to do anything.
Gotcha.
People can opt out if they want and receive a small discount on their policy premiums, but I would be weary.
Sure.
You know, what I always tell people, the more coverage that you can afford, the better. Mm-hmm. Protect yourself and your family.
Of course. Speaking of that, let's talk about insurance requirements. What's changing with that?
So again, this gradual move to making sure that there's enough coverage, auto coverage out on the streets is that July 1st, 2024, Virginia will no longer be one of the only two states in the country that allowed fully uninsured vehicles on the roadway. Mm-hmm. You know, sadly, people do go out and drive motor vehicles without insurance. But there was actually a legal mechanism in Virginia for people to do that. If they paid a $500 fee to DMV, you could go out and drive an uninsured vehicle.
And that's going away now.
That's going away, thankfully. So, you know, gone are the days, hopefully, where someone can legally be driving a car on the roadway, cause a wreck, and not have any insurance to help out. So thankfully, that's going away.
The last thing here, insurance limits increasing.
Again, yes, January 1st, 2025, is the last of these gradual changes. Insurance limits will jump again from $30,000 now up to $50,000.
It's a hefty increase.
It is. Along when you combine that with the stacking changes, the benefit is that for most any incident that someone's been involved in where they're injured and it wasn't their fault, they should have at least $100,000 in coverage available to them. Mm. Whereas many of the cases that I see now, we're looking at $30,000.
Yeah.
It's a huge difference.
It's a huge difference.
So it's really going to benefit those who have been out on the roadway and are injured through no fault of their own and are seeking to use the coverage they've been paying for all these years through their insurance company.
And God forbid something happens and you need help navigating through the process, how do folks get in touch with you guys at Cooper Hurley?
So they can always visit our website, cooperhurley.com, or give us a call, 757-333-3333.
Awesome. Griffin, it's always a pleasure. Great information today. Thank you for explaining it all.
Thanks, Chandler.